When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is getting gas at Chevron burning a hole in your wallet? Get the Drop app. With Drop, you can earn free gift cards just by filling up your tank. Download Drop now. Use code DROP77 to instantly receive $5 in points.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
From UFOs to psychic powers and government conspiracies, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know. A production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Matt. Noel is on an adventure today.
They call me Ben. We are joined, as always, with our super producer, Paul Mission Control Deccant, who has just returned from an adventure himself. Most importantly, you are you. You are here. And that makes this stuff they don't want you to know. How's it going, Matt?
It's going well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Overwhelmed. But going well.
Overwhelmed?
Yeah.
Too many wells.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, today I'm going to do a thing that used to be seen as very boring back when the climate was more reliable. And I'm going to complain about the weather. You can see the way I'm dressed today. It's the first day of fall as we're recording this. I ignored the weather reports that do confirm it's going to be 90 plus degrees Fahrenheit here in our city. And I've decided I'm just going to dress like it's the temperature it's supposed to be until it is. I believe Oprah called that the secret.
Yeah, you're right. Intention. That's all that matters. Put out in the world and maybe it'll cool down for you.
And we have a number to put out in the world today too, don't we?
Sure. Yeah. Call in with any comments or questions you have about today's episode or past episodes. Give us a call. We are 1-833-STDWYTK. We will be listening. And if you don't want to do that, go ahead and send an email to conspiracy@iheartradio.com. But that's just, that's for whatever stirs in your mind because you don't even know what's going on today yet. And it's a doozy.
It is. It is a doozy indeed. This is one of those things that, peek behind the stage off air. This is one of those things that surprised you. And now, my friend, you and I are fairly rare for us to be absolutely surprised by news when we hear something nowadays. We've been doing this for years and years. Let's get into it this way. This is a strange tale. Have you, listening today, have you ever ordered something online, literally anything? According to a 2019 poll by Marist College and NPR, National Public Radio, around 76% of all U.S. adults in the country have shopped or are shopping online. Of the population of the United States, one out of four people shop online at least once a month, and 16% shop online at least once a week.
Yeah, and that could be anything from the groceries for the week mm-hmm. to a small thing for a child that's mm-hmm. ordered, or just a reoccurring purchase of something like shampoo.
Or cat litter or something, yeah. right? Like a laundry detergent, mm-hmm. a basic staple. It could also be something as simple as, I don't feel like cooking tonight.
Yeah.
Let me order something from, you know, Postmates or one of the many other services, Uber Eats, whatever.
But it could also be furniture.
It could also be furniture.
And large things, which is kind of one of the things we're talking about today.
I think one of the strange things that we explored, it was either our funeral industry episode or maybe our – yeah, it was our funeral industry episode where we found you can order coffins online.
Correct.
There is very little – between the mainstream web and the dark web, there's very little that you actually can't order online. It's just some of it's illegal to order. Either way you look at it, on either side of the law, online ordering is a huge industry. And when most of us here in the United States think of online shopping, we think of a particular digital leviathan, an outfit known as Amazon.
Yeah, with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
From here to there.
Did I tell you, I remember when you told me the A to Z thing about the smile. I was thinking of you when I saw the title for Amazon Video mm-hmm. because the smile goes from like I to D. And I was up late and I was yeah. thinking ID, Matt's on to something. But yeah, we think of Amazon. And this, you know, results may vary according to your neck of the global woods. You may live in a place where Alibaba is the big guy, right? But there are many other names in this space as well. We can laundry list a few, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. The oldest one in my book, at least that I remember being used frequently, was eBay. But it was less of an online retailer and more of an online social platform to get people to purchase the other person's stuff, but in a bidding war. It was very odd.
It was an online swap meet.
Yeah.
Kind of. Online yeah. flea market. And it still is. It also hacked one of the most hilarious malfunctions of human psychology, which is true happiness for most human beings is not absolute. True happiness is comparative and relative. For many people, it's not just the fact that they are able to buy a thing they want on eBay, it's also the fact that they know other people will not have this thing because they have it. It plays into this factor of, I don't know whether you'd call it narcissism or something, but there are people in the world who aren't as happy as they could be having a thing as they are having a thing and knowing that it means other people cannot have it.
Oh, no, sure. It's hard for me to relate to that, but I certainly see it at work a lot. But the biggest thing with this is that it's kind of a game that you're playing, right? Mm. When you buy something from a service like eBay, you get to play this game where you get to be the winner. But if you're not the winner, oh, I got to win next time.
Right. So I will pay this inflated price.
Yeah.
Right. And it's almost tapping into gambling too. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
So there are other retailers like Walmart. Walmart is giant in the brick and mortar physical scene, but also pretty big digitally.
Mm-hmm.
IKEA will also deliver things. The subject of today's story, sort of, somewhat, is one of these also-ran online retailers. It is called Overstock.com. This is not an advertisement for Overstock.com in any sense. And
no.
it is also not the story you might be expecting. So,
but just for reference, if you do head on over to Overstock.com mm-hmm. right now, there is a fall home blowout, at least as we're recording this, and it's almost all furniture.
Yes, yeah. Why is that? Strap the f*** in, we'll tell you. Here are the facts. Overstock describes itself as a, quote, this is from their website, a tech-driven online retailer located near Salt Lake City in the shadow of the Wasatch Mountains. Their story begins way back in 1997. A guy named Robert Brazell founds a company he calls D2, Discounts Direct. In 1999, Brazell sells this business to a guy named Patrick M. Byrne, who gives it its current name. Overstock originally sold just that, Overstock. Overstock is a term for surplus inventory, surplus amounts of product. So let's say, Matt, you own a chair emporium.
Yes, and it's 1999, let's say.
It's 1999. You own a chair emporium. Business has been great, and you've invested a lot in buying some chairs that you thought were going to be super hot. What kind of chairs were those again?
A lot of it was modern. I mean, that we were really banking that people were going to go with a whole new millennium motif,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It didn't really pan out. Turns out people were still into wicker and kind of the old school wood. The biggest problem, though, was that my website started to fail.
Right, because you had gotten into the .com aspect and you thought we wouldn't have, you know, maybe I'll just sell all my artists formerly known as Prince branded party like it's 1999.
We had a lot of that, actually.
Dining sets. So now we're in trouble because it didn't work out for the chair emporium. Business is looking dire. Along comes Overstock. And Overstock says, we will buy not just some of your inventory that you're trying to sell, we'll buy all of it if you give us a huge price break.
Yeah, I'm really trying to get out of this business. So you know what, Overstock? Deal.
All right. So now we're Overstock. We have all of these artists formerly known as Prince dining sets and modern chairs. And now we go to our website, overstock.com, and we sell it to the public at prices that are even below wholesale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Again, this was pretty great. And that's how it went for quite a while there at Overstock. But then they started to branch out, especially since Patrick Byrne, this gentleman, came through and started to run things.
Yeah, they started selling not just closeout stuff. Oh, we should mention they also sold returned merchandise, right?
Yeah, dinged up or returned.
Nicked, maybe a scrape or two on it. So nowadays, Overstock has branched out, thanks to Patrick Byrne, into selling new merchandise. So if you go to the website that you just described, Matt, on their fall furniture blowout, there's probably a lot of stuff that was surplus inventory, but there's probably some new stuff in there too.
It looks fantastic on the site, gotta say. Again, this is not a commercial for Overstock.
We promise we're going somewhere with this, yeah. And it may not be where you think. So Overstock experienced its first $1 billion revenue year in 2010. Not bad at all, right? 1999 to 2010. So what is that? 11 years?
Something around there.
That's pretty great. Yeah. And that is very much the work of Patrick M. Byrne and his team.
Well, yeah, exactly, the whole team. But there's something interesting here that I just want to inject because we're going to hit on a little bit later. While all that's occurring, remember, the downturn in the economy happens right there around 2008, 2009. Or, you know, 2007 to 2008. And they recovered out of that to, you know, get their first $1 billion year just a couple of years later. That's just a little marker to leave there for you when you're thinking about Overstock, okay? And then we'll get back to it later.
So lay it on me, Matt. This Patrick Byrne guy, who is he? No relation to Connell, I would assume, but I haven't checked.
Well, I know. I didn't ask Connell in particular.
It might be a sore subject.
Well, he was born in Fort Wayne, Indiana in the good old year of 1962. His father's name is John J. Byrne. And this John, his father, is the former CEO of Geico.
Right, the subsidiary of Berkshire Hathaway.
Yes, the insurance company. Interesting line there. So he has all kinds of degrees from all kinds of places, all of them prestigious, of course, including Dartmouth, Cambridge, Stanford, and even Beijing Normal University.
He studied Chinese. He also studied philosophy. The philosophy, I believe, was at Stanford. He also is a 3-time cancer survivor. He has a black belt in Taekwondo, and he was an aspiring professional boxer at one time.
Yes, he was. And again, a PhD in philosophy, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and a boxer.
So he really thought about why he was beating you up. You know what I mean?
Or he at least had a firm ground to stand on in explaining it to somebody else.
Or some existential dilemmas. I love that idea. So he did, as we said, shepherd Overstock into financial success. But the entire time he did so, he remained a controversial figure, polemical, provocative, in no small way problematic to some people.
Oh, absolutely. And we're going to name you or list off a couple of things here that are – they feel out there, or at least they feel against the grain to a large extent. Mm-hmm. But just to put this out there, in 2005, this guy started talking about how there was going to be this massive downturn in the economy because the entire thing was a house of cards waiting to fall down. And he talked about it up until 2008, right when we had this massive crash because of the mortgage-backed securities thing. He was literally – there's a super clip of him you can find online where he's going on all of these business channels and just saying, guys, the sky is falling and it's our fault. Just get ready. It's going to be bad. And he kind of became a bit of a pariah for that, or at least, you know, within the networks that push markets are great, everything's great, buy, please buy.
People thought of him as an alarmist or a Chicken Little.
Yes.
And the sky is falling, right?
But that wasn't all he did.
No. In numerous online postings and interviews, Byrne railed against what he saw as the fat cats of Wall Street, including one unidentified person he apparently described as Sith Lord, or the Sith Lord. And in 2016, he and his site, deepcapture.com, were found liable for defamation for allegations they made against a Canadian national named Altif Nasrallah, and they were ordered to pay a little bit south of $1 million. You can check out his blog right now, Deep Capture. And Deep Capture is interesting because it exists concurrently. It exists in step with his Overstock career, and you can read what appears to be, I don't know, some people have described it as a Jekyll and Hyde kind of thing, but you can read what appears to be two very different facets of the same individual. In August of 2019, I remember Overstock is still doing pretty well, Byrne went off the rails to as far as a lot of people in his sphere were concerned, because you see, he abruptly resigned from Overstock. And he would go on shortly thereafter to sell his entire stake in the company and throw it all into gold, silver, and wait for it, cryptocurrency.
Two of them.
Two flavors, as he calls it.
Yeah.
So what exactly happened, we'll tell you after a word from our sponsor.
Ever wolf down a Big Mac and thought, I could use some extra cash? Meet Drop, the ultimate rewards app. Earn free gift cards for getting your daily coffee or late night drive through effortlessly. Just link a card, shop, and watch rewards stack. With Drop, it's like getting paid to indulge. Download Drop now and start earning. Use the code DROP22 for $5 in points instantly.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Terminix.
Terminix can't help you solve the world's biggest mysteries or take on alien life.
At least not the ones you're thinking of. But they can help take care of pesky invaders in your home.
Like the ants in your kitchen, the roaches under your sink, and the termites in the walls.
Because when pests show up, so does Terminix.
No matter what type of pest it is, they can Terminix it fast with personalized pest care that puts you in control.
Their expertly trained technicians may not know true crime, but they know their local pest pressures.
And with customized plans tailored to your specific situation, you get everything you need to not just get pests out, but keep them out for good.
Between their speedy service, caring technicians, and over 95 years of experience, it's no mystery why they're trusted by homes and businesses everywhere.
So if you have a pest problem, don't stress it. Terminix it.
Visit Terminix.com to book your appointment online today.
That's TERMINIX.com to book online today.
On August 12th, Overstock presents to the public a strange press release from Patrick Byrne.
Yeah, very strange. It's hard to even describe. It says, Overstock.com CEO comments on deep state, withholds further comment. And it goes down to describe the, Sarah Carter, someone who was writing with the New York Post, I believe. It says, Sarah Carter has published two articles relating the following claims of mine. And then it gets into some really crazy stuff that you don't expect to see from a company sending out a press release. Let's just talk about that really fast. When somebody like, I don't know, Fox News puts out a press release, it's generally to let people know of something, an upcoming event, something that's big in the news that's about to happen, or them announcing that something is big happening with them. Or if you're dealing with a public company, it may have to do with shareholders, something good that's coming around the corner. In this case, it was very, very different.
Let's read an excerpt. Starting in 2015, operating under the belief that I was helping legitimate law enforcement efforts, I assisted in what are now known as the Clinton investigation and the Russian investigation. In fact, I am the notorious missing chapter one of the Russian investigation.
It was the third time in my life I helped the Men in Black. Yes, it says the third time I helped the Men in Black. And remember, these are Patrick Byrne's words.
Capital M, capital B.
Yes. The first was when my friend Brian Williams was murdered, and the second is when I helped the MIB shake up Wall Street a decade ago. Unfortunately, this time turned out to be less about law enforcement and more about political espionage conducted against Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and to a lesser degree, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz.
In July of 2018, I put the pieces together. I immediately, last July, came forward to a congressman and senior military officer, to the Department of Justice this April, and upon my Omaha rabbi reminding me of my duty as a citizen late this June, to a small set of journalists this summer. Mrs. Carter was among them. Her two stories are accurate. And he's talking about the reporting that Sarah Carter, journalist Sarah Carter, did on his above allegations that Matt and I just quoted. Let's bracket that. Let's go back to what was happening in the public eye. According to Coindesk.com, Overstock itself, under Byrne's direction, was already deep into the Bitcoin game. It was one of the first companies to accept payments in cryptocurrency. It launched its own security token trading platform, and it acquired companies behind some other cryptocurrencies like Ravencoin. This led analysts to believe Byrne was ahead of the curve, but maybe a little too far ahead of the curve. And He also was accused of doing some sketchy things to shareholders in a kind of fake out move by paying some dividends, not in cash, but in cryptocurrency, which, more traditional investors were not particularly receptive to. On September 19th, 2019, after the market closed, Byrne filed a statement with the Security and Exchange Commission, SEC, saying that he had sold 4.7 million overstock shares and that these shares would total over $90 million. These transactions were over CoinDesk reports, these transactions were over the previous three trading sessions as the stock price fell from a high of $29.38 to $15.65. He had this blog post on his site, Deep Capture, following a statement issued by Overstock where they said they were going to halt this crypto dividend policy I just described after a New York Post report detailed behind-the-scenes maneuvering. This, to Byrne, was seen as a leak and a perfidious one at that. He said it was a leak from, quote,
a leak from the deep state's pets at the SEC.
Hold up. Deep state? What the hell happened to Patrick M. Byrne? Here's where it gets crazy. This was not some one-time mention of a deep state on Byrne's part. We remember that he criticized the FBI, talking about deep state, men in black, political espionage, interestingly enough, against both Clinton and Trump. He also said that he was sure of this after consulting with Warren Buffett, of Berkshire Hathaway fame, for whom John J. Byrne used to work.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too much like Charlie Day in the mailroom connecting the Pepe Sylvia conspiracies here. But as you and I found, Matt, Byrne's resignation from Overstock is just kind of the beginning of his story here.
Oh, yeah. It seems – well, I don't want to talk too much about how I feel about it, but it appears to be someone in distress because then he goes on to CNN and he holds this 30-minute interview, and it's the same day that he officially leaves Overstock, right?
Uh-huh.
And you can see clips of this online if you seek it out. I put Patrick Byrne, CNN. You'll probably find it. He was claiming that – the Federal Bureau of Investigation told him or somehow compelled him to begin some kind of romantic relationship or at least the beginnings of a romantic relationship with someone named Maria Butina. And you may recognize that name because she's been in the news quite frequently there in the past several years for being a Russian spy or at least being accused of acting as a Russian spy. And you may think, well, why would the FBI of all the alphabet agencies send Patrick Byrne in to do some reconnaissance and or shaping of, a Russian spy's work? Well, because I guess there's not a really great answer, at least that's given in any of these interviews.
Right. He also claimed that former members of the FBI and officials specifically in the Obama administration had co-signed this, had greenlit it, for lack of a better word. Former FBI Director James Comey responded to Byrne's comments by calling them ridiculous, and he said, the FBI doesn't work that way. He was pretty succinct about it.
Yeah, but again, it's so interesting to me because when you're talking about jurisdiction in the alphabet agencies, the FBI would be handling anything inside the United States. If there's espionage going on, the FBI would be attempting to handle it if it's interior to the United States, right? But it definitely feels like more of the work that you would think the CIA or the NSA would be handling. But anyway, that's just my feel of the whole thing. There's another person who was also a former FBI director, Andrew McCabe. He had a comment and he said, well, it's certainly possible that this guy Byrne maybe volunteered to give information to one of these agencies about Butina, but he also was pretty aggressive in rejecting the notion that the FBI would actually engage with Byrne to get him to go do this kind of thing, like send him on a mission even though he's not an agent of any sorts. Just the idea that they would send him to, quote, engage in a romantic relationship with a suspected Russian intelligence agent. He said, quote, that is simply not the sort of thing the FBI does.
So the former FBI officials at least have a united front in this regard. And now we get into this glass half full, glass half empty. Is the dress blue or green or whatever that old what was that? Remember that Facebook meme that went around where people were guessing what color a dress was and arguing about it?
Yes, I do. I honestly can't even remember what colors it was supposed to be.
You know, the scary part is I can't remember what real news it was supposed to distract people from.
Oh, God.
I'm certain it was, you know.
Yeah.
You know how easy it is to make something go whoosh, whoosh, viral?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, let's see what kind of actual war crimes were occurring during the dress fiasco. But regardless, I'm bringing up that comparison because now for a lot of us, a lot of our fellow listeners, there's a sort of dividing point. We have to ask ourselves, does this mean that Byrne is just spinning wild tales or maybe becoming mentally unstable? Or does it mean that the FBI is unified in lying about what they're doing?
Well, and why would you be upfront with it if that was something like some kind of counter-espionage thing you were trying to pull with, you know, the FBI and the CIA are known to bring in actors essentially who are not fully agents, who have some kind of reach or some kind of pull within a certain sphere of influence, right? I always think about Julia Childs and how she was utilized as a fact finder, as an agent of sorts, where she would actually gather intelligence. But anyway, let's jump really fast to that CNN article again, because he discusses in 2015 meeting with Maria Butina.
Right. Yes. He says he first met Butina in Las Vegas. It was at a libertarian conference, I believe. Butina was a well-known firearms enthusiast, and they spoke with one another about guns in the U.S. And she later, according to Byrne, invited him to Russia. She said, I have some high power connection. I have some people I want you to meet, right? And that's when Byrne says he reached out to the FBI and said, hey, this Butina character is trying to get me to go to Russia and meet some sketchy people.
I'm sure we can use this somehow.
And, you know, you and I, according to Byrne, have already built a relationship because I helped you out on those two previous cases. And again, according to Byrne, the agents told him that he had a non-standard relationship with the government.
Well, yeah, and again, that wasn't it. We talked about this a little bit, but just the fact that Byrne himself went to the Justice Department and shared with officials there a very similar story about how he had this romantic relationship with Butina and how the FBI were the ones who said, hey, man, yeah, keep going down that path. This is going to be good for us. We could use this. And again, this U.S. official who's telling all of this or who's like at least acknowledging that this occurred. This person says that Justice Department officials that Byrne ended up meeting with, they found a lot of his story to be believable in some way, right? Like saying, again, there are parts of this I understand because he did share operational details that were not widely known outside of those spheres, right? If you don't know what maybe the ways in which information is relayed within the FBI from one informant to a larger body or from one to another, you probably wouldn't know that stuff. And it seemed like Byrne just understood it at least.
Yeah, right? So that adds a little more credibility to the claim here. The interesting thing is that other FBI officials, former as well as current, will note that telling someone to rekindle their a romantic relationship is really dicey territory, legally speaking, because it leads to a lot of, you know, he said, she said situations. They see some legal liability being involved.
Sure.
And if you are the FBI, what you want is something at the very least that appears to be an ironclad case, so long as the judge looking at it makes the decision you want the judge to make. I mean, that's how this sort of stuff works. That is not a conspiracy. So as Burns said, despite what the FBI is claiming now, the FBI greenlit and encouraged him to build this relationship with Butina, and he would meet with her every 6 weeks or so, and they would, according to him, talk about philosophy and politics. And then he grew apprehensive when she said, you know, I'm friends with Alexander Torshin, who is a banker linked closely to the Kremlin and the Putin administration. And she said that this banker was telling her to make friends, make networks, connections, employ nepotism in the upper echelons of American politics. It is true that she was attempting to do this, and it is true that she communicated with Torshin, according to court filings in the case brought by prosecutors in D.C. against her earlier, right? And Burns said that the FBI had originally told him to break off the relationship and then told him to date her again. So that's a very strange way to end a relationship and try to get back with your ex. I'm sorry, honey. It's not you. It's not me. It's the FBI.
Yeah.
We've got to break up. So,
well, especially saying that it's coinciding with the Russia investigation, this whole rekindling thing that the FBI was encouraging him to do.
Yeah, but I just want to hear somebody use that as a breakup reason.
I know, but let's say you are Maria Butina, or you are an asset of the state of some, you know, powerful government, and your boyfriend from the other side comes to you and is like, hey, I know the whole Russian investigation thing's going on, but girl, I was wrong.
Let me put on a little shot, eh, boys the band. Let's work this out. I don't know what they would put on, and I don't know what every relationship is its own foreign country, right?
That's right.
So I do want to hear from everybody. This is so pointless, but I'm so interested, man. How would you react if your significant other, married, dating, etc., came to you and said, we have to end this. It's not you.
It's not the FBI.
It's the FBI. I feel like if someone said that to me with a straight face, I'm the worst example of this, but I feel like if someone said that to me with a straight face, I'm not married or anything, I would believe that they believed it. You know what I mean?
You'd have to.
Either way, it feels like a good reason to break up.
Yeah. That's rough. With social media nowadays, you could just turn right around and tweet out, hey, my significant other just broke up with me because of the FBI.
And tag them? Yeah. Thanks, jerks.
Yeah. Blow somebody's cover. That's a good way to do that.
So there is where we end with a high-level look at the story. But we want to give you – because this is an ongoing event, we want to give you some of the latest updates. We'll do that after a word from our sponsors.
Is getting gas at Chevron burning a hole in your wallet? What if I told you can easily earn cash back while you fill up? Introducing Drop, the app that turns every fill up into a reward. With Drop, you'll earn points to get free gift cards every time you fill up your tank. Download Drop and use code DROP77 to instantly receive $5 in points to jumpstart your savings journey. Don't miss out on turning your gas expenses into something rewarding.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of,
a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Terminix.
Terminix can't help you solve the world's biggest mysteries or take on alien life.
At least not the ones you're thinking of. But they can help take care of pesky invaders in your home.
Like the ants in your kitchen, the roaches under your sink, and the termites in the walls.
Because when pests show up, so does Terminix.
No matter what type of pest it is, they can Terminix it fast with personalized pest care that puts you in control.
Their expertly trained technicians may not know true crime, but they know their local pest pressures.
And with customized plans tailored to your specific situation, you get everything you need to not just get pests out, but keep them out for good.
Between their speedy service, caring technicians, and over 95 years of experience, it's no mystery why they're trusted by homes and businesses everywhere.
So if you have a pest problem, don't stress it. Terminix it.
Visit Terminix.com to book your appointment online today.
That's TERMINIX.com to book online today.
We have returned. In a stunning surprise, the FBI has refused to officially comment on Burns' claims. That's why the people you hear us talking about are either officials who have not given their names, or they are former officials of the FBI who are saying things like, based on my experience, this doesn't make sense. It's not what the FBI does.
Yeah. Please don't use my name. I am an official from the FBI. This is weird. That's enough. No further comment.
What about Butina?
Oh, well, Butina was, she was a spy. She was an, quote, unregistered foreign agent of the Russian state. She pleaded guilty December 2018 to acting in that way. She was 30 years old that year. Mm-hmm. Pretty weird.
Yeah, so prosecutors allege that she attempted to meet members of presidential campaigns in the run-up to the 2016 election, that she worked with the NRA to support Second Amendment causes, and she is currently serving part of her 18-month prison term. However, I can understand how for a lot of people that might seem out there or harsh. You say, okay, well, supporting Second Amendment causes, isn't that what any American can do, should they so choose? If I am a U.S. resident and I want to meet members of a presidential campaign, can't I also do that? That seems like stuff I should be able to do. And that is correct. That assumption is correct. If you are a U.S. citizen.
Just don't collect too much detailed information and put it anywhere.
However, if you are a foreign agent acting on behalf of a state, and this is in the geopolitical sense, so a state in this case is not Alabama. A state is like Croatia or Russia or the DPRK or the U.S. If you are acting under the direction of that state, then you are legally required to register the same way that a diplomat or a consular agent would have to register. People in the U.S. State Department have to register when they're abroad. Because they're not doing that, this makes it spycraft. Unregistered foreign agent, that means spy, basically, in a rough way. So her attorney, a fellow named Robert Driscoll, said, when informed of Burns' resignation, he said, you know, I wish him well. I think he raised issues worthy of investigation at risk to his career, as has become apparent. So the attorney here for Butina is clearly implying that he believes there's some sand to this idea that the FBI was using Burns as himself as an unregistered agent.
Yeah, and it's odd. It feels as though Byrne was outing himself on purpose for some reason, right?
Mm.
Like he wanted to get out from under something.
Mm.
To me, it feels like leverage of some sort that was being placed on him. Again, that is just my feeling about the situation, but he's the one who talked to those reporters. He's the one who opened his mouth and disclosed that information while that New York Post reporter was there, Sarah.
True.
I don't know. And then you start to lead down the path of like, well, what is he actually doing, and what is he saying his intentions are for doing all of these things? That's where, in my mind, where it gets even crazier.
Yes. Let's go to Byrne's own words. How about that? Here's what he had to say on September 20th, 2019, just a few days ago as we record this. The other thing accomplished by the Bitcoin metal investment moves I described above is that my ammunition gets moved outside acts of retaliation from the deep state. This is important because, in fact, I am now going to shellac them.
Whoa.
Actually, shellac is too weak a word for what I intend to do to the deep state. Sit back and enjoy the show.
That's intense. So he's moved, a small, big in most,
big to like 95% of humanity. He's moved a huge amount of money.
Yeah. For me, it's like way more than I will ever understand in my entire life. But for a lot of the players that are within his sphere, $90 million plus whatever else he had set aside, he's moved that much around somewhere.
It's like an escape craft, kind of.
Yeah.
Because he is moving physically too, right?
Yeah, he was going to Australia. He said he's going to be traveling the whole world. He's got – he said he gave the keys to his cryptocurrency accounts to some priest he met while traveling the world in some other country that is not English speaking. It was a really interesting piece of that blog post where, again, this is a blog post that he put out on deepcapture.com. I think it's the one that's called A Message to My Former Colleagues at Overstock. I believe it's a part of that. And here, for me, here's where it gets the craziest, Ben.
Yeah.
He, in 2005 all the way to 2008, he was signaling to everybody that he could that the sky was falling and the economy is a house of cards. It's going to fall. He kept calling it an old man on a breathing machine. And our economy is only alive because it keeps getting money, like as in oxygen from a breathing machine, it keeps getting it funneled into itself, right? So this machine, which is essentially the Fed and the banks, keeps printing money and keeps giving out money. And that's the only reason our economy is still alive. And he said, we're basically setting ourselves up to fail because we have seen banks selling the same securities to numerous people. To, you know, packaging them in different ways, but it's all the same crap, is what he kept saying, basically. And then it came true. I mean, it's true. He saw the writing on the wall. And again, right now, his move to get into cryptocurrency, you know, away from the way banks work, the way economies function, the way securities and exchanges are happening, he is signaling and saying we need to move away from this stuff because the entire thing is a house of cards. It's not just mortgage-backed securities. Mm-hmm. It's everything. And he's saying that we're going to see a major collapse and we won't be able to get out from under it. It'll be much worse this time. And he's basically going underground and taking all of his money with him in the form of precious metals and, you know, cryptocurrencies, we've done episodes on it before, but discussing what that really means and how you would use it, especially in some kind of post-apocalyptic or post-economic world, it's confusing to me. But he understands it.
But you can't eat gold.
You can't eat gold, but you can melt it down and make some really pretty jewelry.
Yeah. What do you think, folks? Do you think that Patrick M. Byrne, lost it? Do you think that he is off his rocker, as people used to say? Or do you believe that he is onto something? And perhaps most importantly, what will happen to him next? Also, shout out to Nothing But a Messenger on Instagram, who wanted you and I to chug a liter of gravy. for some reason. Yeah, it's a thing people are doing now. It's a thing the kids are into.
Is this a where is this in? What app is this?
This is an Instagram.
Oh, he DM'd you?
Yes. Nothing but a messenger DM'd me.
I'm learning how this works. I'm sorry.
Wanted to convince us to drink liters of gravy, and I'm not going to do it.
I'm not going to do it
all at once. But, you know, I hope the challenge goes to something, some worthwhile cause. Thanks, nothing but a messenger, for letting us know that people drink that much gravy at once.
Yeah.
Your face right now, Matt.
Well, is it brown gravy? Is it sawmill gravy? What are we talking about here? If we're talking like Campbell's brown canned gravy.
Yeah, that's the one.
Nope. If we're going to head on over to Cracker Barrel and have some of their delicious white sawmill gravy that's mostly flour and water, I'm okay with that.
Available now on Overstock.com. they're only accepting cryptocurrency, maybe Matt Money or Ben Bucks. So thanks so much for writing to us. This ends our conversation. This ends our episode, but not our show. You can continue exploring the strange story of Patrick Byrne and Overstock on our Instagram, on our Twitter, on our Facebook page. We especially like to recommend Here's Where It Gets Crazy, our Facebook community page with our fantastic mods. It's a place where you can meet our favorite part of the show, your fellow listeners.
That's right. And as we said at the top, if you want to give us a call, we are 1-833-STDWYTK. Leave us your comments, your ideas for episodes, whatever you're feeling. If you want to sing a song, that's cool.
Please do not record 3 minutes of yourself drinking gravy. I have misophonia. I can't handle the mouth noises.
You know what? If you do that, I'll be the one that listens to it. We'll be okay. We'll find a way to mix it into some new theme song, maybe.
No.
I'm not sure. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your day, everyone. Please, if you don't feel like writing to us or doing anything else, send us a good old-fashioned email. We are
conspiracy@iHeartRadio.com.
Stuff They Don't Want You to Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Attention, true crime enthusiast. Searching for a way to unwind after diving deep into the mysteries that keep you up at night? Look no further.
Introducing Lazarus Naturals, your trusted companion for CBD relief. With a commitment to transparency, Lazarus Naturals oversees every step from farm to doorstep, ensuring purity and quality you can trust.
Visit LazarusNaturals.com today and discover how CBD can help you decompress and recharge for your next investigation.
That's LazarusNaturals.com.
Lazarus Naturals, your partner in unraveling the mysteries of true crime.
Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Dealing with pests can be a pain, but relax. Terminix can help.
Because when pests show up, so does Terminix.
With over 95 years of experience, they have what it takes to take on any pest problem fast.
If your home or business has pests, don't stress it.
Terminix it.
Visit Terminix.com to book your appointment online today.
That's TERMINIX.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
Not
to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.